New Year's resolution. What is yours? Welcome back. The Southern Queens Podcast. I'm your host, Danette Everett. And this is the second week of the new year. New year, new month. Okay, new goals, new resolutions. What y'all got going on? You know, we always set those New Year's resolutions. And do we ever finish them or keep them up? Right? Me, personally, I never had a New Year's resolution. It's not my thing, you know. Whenever I wanted to start something or do something new or embark on a new journey, I start right then and there or the next day, or you know, I never just wait until New Year's, and then I never set any start date in New Year's because it's just, I don't know, it doesn't correlate with me, with my life, you know. I don't have a problem with resolution, setting resolution. It's just the non-commitment part. And I think it's because lack of purpose, or we lose focus on why we're doing this, you know, or why we're doing the New Year's resolution. And I think when it comes to doing that, in order to boost our, well, actually, no, not even boost your motivation, but your, and not even encouragement. It's about discipline, y'all. It's about discipline. It's about focus and discipline. Well, it's about your intent and your discipline. And how bad do you want it? And I feel like all of that comes into full circle when you realize why you are doing something, because it has a domino effect, right? Like, for instance, the most popular one. Well, I want to lose weight because I want to look good. I want to feel good. But let's dig a little deeper. You want to lose weight so that you're healthier. And when you're healthier, you're expected to live a longer life. So you can see your grandchildren. You can see all the things that you are, all the seeds that you're planting now. You can see them grow, right? And then you can enjoy them as well. So I think it's just a matter of refocusing and remembering why you are doing this. Remember the domino effect, the long-term effect, because I feel like when we make resolutions, they're in short-term mindset. We're not really thinking about too far out, right? We're just thinking about, oh, I want this, I want it right now, and oh, I look good and I'll be able to show it off, or da, da, da. You know, yeah, that's cool too. I'm not saying nothing is wrong with that. I'm not saying nothing is wrong with that at all. Stunt on them. You lost that weight? Yes, you deserve to stunt on them. But also remember that now you're in better standing for health. And you could probably do a lot of more things that you weren't able to do from before you lost weight, right? The other part of this is discipline. So we're not even going to say purpose or commitment. We're just going to get right down to discipline. It has a lot to do with discipline. Discipline includes consistency. Right? Because when you're in a gym, you're not going to see results just from that one visit. It takes time. And in that time is consistency. It is discipline. And discipline, real discipline, comes in when you in that bed and you said you was gonna get up in the morning and take that jog. I'm talking to myself. Okay, I'm not just getting on y'all, but I'm also talking to myself. But you know good and well, and you said you was going to get up in the morning and take that jog. But the bed is so comfy and so warm. And it's raining outside. It's a little cold. Are you gonna get out there, or are you gonna stay in that bed? That's when the discipline comes in. That's when the discipline hits. Or when you know there's something that you need to buy for your business to help your business out, or maybe you want to restart a business. You know that there's a certain amount of money that you need to get whatever it is, whatever product it is, in order to for that to contribute to your business. But you go into the nail salon because you just gotta have your nails done, right? You just gotta have your toes done. But you can go to Family Dollar, one of these little stores, get you a nice little bucket and get you a cute little pedicure set and all of that, and do it at home yourself. Sacrifice for a couple of months until you're able to get the money up for whatever it is that you need to put towards making your life better.